Okay, is everybody ready to do some Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, it's time to duel, Jonathan. It's time to duel.
It's time to roll. I have not. Yeah.
Okay.
This is Sean Stowell, Lieutenant Watson of the USS Melbourne, and you are listening to Comic Pop Library.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan
and Logan.
And in today's episode, Lindsay Barber of the Hill and Knowlton Strategies Company has sent us some additional Yu-Gi-Oh! Packs to review and check out for everybody. So thank you to her and also Konami for supplying these three packs. What we are going to be looking at is the new booster packs for Dark Saviors. This is a 60-card set. There are 40 super rare cards in the set and 20 secret card rares in the set. Secret rare cards in the set.
And
so
4 per pack and 1 per pack, respectively.
4 per pack.
Yeah, 40 super rares and 1 secret rare per pack.
The breakdown, the ratio.
Yeah.
The packs themselves, though, have, I think, 5 cards in them.
Yep.
And they've already been released. They were released on May 25th. But we definitely want to say thank you to Lindsay and Konami for sending us these to do a quick look at and review and describe some of what we see. Basically, we'll let Logan kind of start with one pack, and we'll kind of describe some of the other stuff as we go on. So what's the first one got for us, dude?
Let's see.
And we open it up.
There's Horn of the Phantom Beast. It's a caped thing, or it's covered in a red cloth, but it's got spikes along the top.
Okay.
And two black leather-looking snout holes that are breathing fire out.
Okay, what? But is it a monster? I assume it's a monster.
Trap, it looks like a actually. Trap card.
It's a trap? Okay. Yeah. Oh, this is shiny. You didn't say it was shiny.
All of them are shiny.
Oh, all of them are shiny. I'm going to like these guys. They're shiny. Okay. My bad. How do you... we'll have to figure out what... How do you just determine which is the different one?
Oh, the different one has the letters be shiny, too.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. Thank you. So what's the next one you got?
Sky Striker Ace Ray.
Okay.
That's a gal in a uniform-looking dress. Like a
pilot? Fighter pilot?
Well, no, I'm thinking more school uniform, and it's black and white.
And
she's got a Sky Striker Ace Ray. Yep.
Okay.
And she's got a sword that's black with red lines on it.
And what does she do?
Level 4, 15, 15. You can tribute this card to, as a quick effect. Special summon a Sky Striker Ace monster from your extra deck to an extra monster zone. And while it's in your graveyard, if a face-up Sky Striker Ace Link monster you control is destroyed by battle or leaves the field because of an opponent's card effect, you can special summon this card.
Kay.
But you can only use each effect of it once per turn. So that's actually very good for getting...
So on these, you can describe them a little bit. Oh, that's, I like that one. That's cool. But still, I would assume she would have been like in a fighter pilot suit type deal because it's Sky Striker Ace.
But,
you think of that. But it's still a cool-looking card. I like it. I like, and it's neat-looking school uniform and the swords. Yeah, that's kind of bad. See, there you go, Jonathan. You can take a look and comment as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was reading the effect on the trap card that Logan...
Okay.
That's a pretty good effect.
Nice. Then next one was Quick Booster. It's got a blue guy in a fancy robe and has a mask on.
Is it Yondo? No. Is it a long
Well,
overcoat?
He's got a helmet on. I can't tell.
Oh, he's not a blue guy.
He's got a helmet on. I can't tell.
Okay.
He's at... It looks... Guess there's must a, be a stone wheel welder. On there.
Must be... Well, I was and, the wrong company. That was Marvel. Got, sorry. Go ahead, Logan.
He's got a kind of... Not pendulum, but pedestal thing that's...
Okay.
Circular, kind of like a top, except for it's not spinning. It's got wires attached to it. It has a wheel on one side, and it looks like he's putting together a golden pyramid thing. Huh. Not Yugi's, a different one.
Yugi's, a different puzzle?
It looks more like he's... Because it doesn't look like it's... It
doesn't quite look like a puzzle, though, does it?
Yeah. It doesn't look that
This is another spell card as well. Logan didn't mention that, but this is another spell card. You said yours had a pretty good effect on yours, the first spell card that came, or trap card?
Trap card. Target one beast or beast warrior monster you control. Equip this card to that target. It gains 800 attacks. If the equipped monster destroys your opponent's monster by battle and sends it to the graveyard, draw one card.
And that was, what was that card again?
Horn of the Phantom Beast.
Okay. All righty. Go ahead with the next one there. I think we got two more left from the very first pack.
And both of them vampire themed. First one is Vampire Familiar, which is, it looks kind of like a black kite with bat wings, horns, and a red bat-shaped mouth.
Okay.
And it's at the, with a castle and a moon in the background.
Cool.
Very weak, but yeah, if it's special summoned, you can pay some life points to get a vampire monster to your hand from the deck.
Okay, and your next one, your last one, what's it?
And another effect too, but the last one was Vampire Domination, which has the count from the cover of the packs. I remember that it was count, can't remember what his name was. But, and it's got a lot of those vampire familiars, a blood red moon, and half white, half ghost black with a red eyes, wolves around him too.
Okay.
His cloak is kind of tattered as well.
So this is probably your secret rare?
Yeah.
So this one, the Vampire Dominion, that is one of the super rares or super secret, what do they call it?
Secret rares.
Secret rares. But you mentioned it's a vampire theme, the last two cards, and there's a reason. Dark Saviors reinvents the Vampires of Yu-Gi-Oh! And this is a new series of cards that can enslave your opponent's monsters for your own nefarious schemes with a single bite. So you can build a vampire deck with just the cards out of the Dark Saviors boosters, or you can make other decks stronger with the new Vampire Link monsters, and some of those are from the Flames of Destruction and cards from structure decks like Lair of Darkness. That's why you had the two vampire type theme cards, so that shows you where they are. He's opened up the second out of the two, so let's see what these next five are.
Well, the first one is Dark Greffer, which I know that Greffer is a type of monster that's been around, but there's Die Greffer, I remember, but yeah, this one's Dark Greffer, which kind of looks like a zombie with his chest piece looks to have a face.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. And he's in a, there's a fire in the background as well as a skull face in the corner that looks kind of like smoke, but yeah, that's a skull face.
The way they drew it in the background. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to. Oh, there it is. I got you. It's kind of like in the upper left-hand corner if you're looking at it.
Yep.
So that's cool. That is cool. You caught that. This kind of looks like a demon. Dark Griffer, huh?
Griffer. Because I know there's also a Die Griffer, and that one I think was light type.
Okay, and this is a 4-star monster with 1,700 and 1,600 defense, 1,700 attack. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can special summon this card from your hand by discarding a level 5 or higher dark monster, so it's a specific type. Once per turn, you can discard one dark monster, send one dark monster from your deck to the graveyard. Wow. Okay. Huh. I don't know the game enough to know what's going on. No. Why would you send stuff to your own graveyard? I guess if you're sacrificing it, I guess.
Yeah, generally.
Okay, what's your next one out of that?
Vampire Vamp is next, which is...
Oh, we got another vampire.
A gal with clothing that has crosses on it and bat wings, probably the vampire, on a bed with the blood moon out the window.
Oh, that is very cool. Okay, I like that. I like the outfit, too, with the crosses and stuff, so...
Mm-hmm.
Rosario Vampire.
Zombie effect. Huh. So, vampire plus a zombie effect as well. Cool, I like that. I like that image. Wow, this is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-star monster. 2000 and 2000. So not bad. Picture's mm-hmm. cool, too. I like the picture. And again, folks, I'm kind of the novice here. Logan and Jonathan are the more read up on the Yu-Gi-Oh game. Yep. And I just look at the artwork and say, hey, this is a cool card. And Yu-Gi-Oh's do have some really nice artwork.
Mm-hmm. Next one's Sky Striker Mech Armory, Hercules Base. It kind of reminds me...
Sounds like a magic card or a trap card?
Spell. Equip card.
Cool.
It kind of reminds me of one of the Star Fox ships, except for bulked up much more.
Okay.
You can actually see the pilot, but yeah, I can barely see that. Yeah. There's a pilot in there, but not much detail is seen.
Okay.
It's got a few turrets as well, but yeah, it looks kind of like a bulked up Star Fox ship.
Okay.
I think, anyways.
Definitely a fighter craft, but yeah, it's definitely bulked up. I guess those are engine pods, because they don't look like weapons pods.
Yeah, it's got the normal guns out the front.
Yeah, so. Front and on the wings. Yeah.
I guess. Huh,
weird. Different looking, but okay.
And Tune Table of Contents.
A Tune card.
Tune card?
Yes. Okay. Tune Table of Contents.
Chopper Magic.
Spell card. I actually have the Japanese version of this. That's... Yeah, this is an older one that...
It is an older one.
I think the Vampire Vamp one might be as well, but I'm not sure on that.
I'm not sure on that one either, but I know that the Tune
Table of Contents,
is an older one.
There's Dragon, Giant, Rat, Goddess, Monster, and Beast, as well as the words that are half covered up by the other page.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want you to see that page. No. Yeah. What do we got here?
It's got the Rainbow Index on there. It's basically a table of...
Okay.
It's like a phone book.
Wow, this is just a one-sentence description in the box.
Yeah.
Nice and simple.
Tune card to your hand.
They need to make them all this simple for me. Mm-hmm. What's your last one from that booster pack there?
Vampire's Domain.
Oh.
Which has...
Is that a castle?
Well, it has the castle walls on it and a few familiars, but also a figure in either a dress or a robe with a scythe and big wings. But it's all silhouette-y, and you can basically only see their red eye and a red necklace.
Okay. Okay. It's kind of cool looking. It's definitely nothing that you can see distinctly. Like you said, it's in shadow, but that's a cool effect. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do like that one. And just a little bit more, some of the stuff that you'll have within these booster packs, you'll see stuff as a clan of skyfaring demi-humans who always have each other's backs. They're for hire.
So I'm guessing fur, that's a sky strike.
Fur. Probably werewolves. These swashbucklers are trained to call for backup at the first sign of trouble. As long as you can summon at least one from your hand, the rest are sure to follow. The effects on these cards are strong but simple, making them a good pick for anybody that's playing the game. It sounds like if it's fur hire, I'm assuming werewolves, because this is a monster-themed type deck with vampires. So we haven't found any...
There's a wolfy dragon type thing.
Is there? We haven't pulled a card yet, though, with that, but on this cover, on the package itself, there is an image like that? Okay.
Kind of werewolf dragon type thing.
Okay, werewolf dragon, that's different. But it is Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yep.
They get inventive. Sometimes they make some cool-looking stuff. So what you got on the... This is the last pack, so what you got?
Allure of Darkness, which is... looks kind of like a deck. One of the cards is slightly up, and there's a... purple shine that seems to be acting like a dark hole or a black hole out it.
It's a spell.
And then there's just, it's a spell.
Okay.
Shadowy mist getting sucked in. It looks pretty cool. I like the cards that actually feature cards. It's kind of funny.
You like the cards that feature cards.
It's kind of funny.
It's meta, people. It's meta.
Yeah. Very much. And remember those for hire guys?
Yep.
We got one.
Oh, you got one. Okay.
It actually looks like Dark Hole.
Yeah.
But they're cards, though, if you look at it close.
Yeah, there's a deck in there that's got one of the cards up that has it in there.
So who's the fur hire that you found?
Donpa, Marksman fur hire. And it looks kind of like, I guess, Fox or Catboy with a green slingshot riding in an airship.
Huh. Okay. Huh. So how powerful is this one?
It's level 2, 500,000, but...
500,000?
500 attack, 1,000 defense.
Okay.
Okay.
During your main phase...
500,000, wow!
No.
See, that's what I was thinking, too. For level 2, 500,000?
Yeah, those are two separate numbers. But during your main phase, you can special summon one monster for hire from your hand, except Donpa. If a monster for hire is special summoned to your field while you control this monster, except during the damage step, you can target a face-up card on the field and destroy it. You can only use each effect of Donpa Marksman for hire once per turn.
So. Okay, let's see what it looks like here, because... Oh, it's almost cute. Kind of purpley. It's almost a cute animal. Oh my gosh. Let Jonathan see that. Yeah. It's almost a cute animal instead of a ferrous-looking one.
And remember that last vampire one from the last pack?
Okay.
We got the figure that was up there. Okay. Vampire Grimson. Which, apparently that was a guy. And it's a robe. I wasn't actually sure. But yeah, he's got that scythe, and apparently he's blue-skinned, has white hair, and yeah, red robe. Yeah, it's basically the guy from that one. And he's got a metal-ish fence in the background with the familiars. Yeah.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
You get a clearer look at the side.
Yeah, you do. You get a clearer...
It's basically that guy that was silhouetted in the one trap. Or spider.
Oh, God.
Here he is.
Oh, God. This is an anime. It just sprung to mind. Oh, gosh. The one we just watched not too long. Black Butler. It kind of had a character like this, but instead of a scythe, didn't he have a chainsaw?
Yeah, Grell.
Is that what his name? It kind of, because he was all dressed in red, too, if you remember.
Yep.
So, so that, but yeah, I like the wings. That's cool. That's a cool effect. Next. We have two more left, I think.
Yep. Spell Power Grasp is next, which it looks like there's one of the Dark Magician and Buster Blader type guy right there with a staff with the upside down pyramid.
Okay.
That's either emanating or absorbing a purple mist.
What could be that mist? I'm going to hold it in for a little bit, folks, before I let it back out, and then we feel good. No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Purple mist. What's he inhaling? I don't know.
To be fair, is he in Denver? No. It's the pyramid that's doing it. The pyramid's all.
Well, you can have possibly something shaped like a pyramid that you inhale from. Go to Colorado or what is it, Washington, you might find all types of stuff that you can do that with. But go ahead for your last card.
And yeah, this one's one we got in the first pack. Vampire Domination. Yeah,
another one of those. Okay.
So it's a duplicate card.
Yeah,
and of course with these type of
it happens.
Yeah, packs, they're blind bags basically, so you're going to get your duplicates here, but that's a pretty good pull from three packs. Yeah. But to go on, we kind of at the very first pack we had Sky Striker Ace Ray. This is kind of continuing a trend that we've been doing with Konami's packs that they've been sending to us through the Hill and Knowlton strategies, because our last little paragraph of description here is a heavily armed heroine arrives, the Sky Striker Ace. Her high-tech arsenal includes transforming power armor that lets her fly faster than a fighter jet or dodge fluidly like water, and can be equipped with a variety of weapon modules to handle the task at hand. Each module also has a powerful secondary mode that becomes available if you have three or more spell cards in your graveyard. Mm-hmm. Even better, you don't have to choose one mode over the other. As long as you have at least three spell cards in your graveyard, you can have both. So that's kind of cool. And I don't know if this is actually what they're talking about.
Kind of like the gal on the front of it, except for it's much less equipped, because the gal on the front has red armor and little sword things as sticking out of her back.
Well, you can see she doesn't have anything attached to her, but in the background, you kind of can see that those might be modules.
Yeah, you can see them. I can agree with that.
So I don't know if this is the specific Sky Striker Ace they're talking about, but this might be a
basic form.
Right. So that's a version of at least the Sky Striker Ace. So, but that's a quick look and description of some of the cards out of the new booster packs. Dark Saviors. This is, of course, from the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading Card Game, the new booster pack that has been available since May 25th. Go out to your gaming stores or your department stores where you get your gaming cards. They're sure to have them on the shelves that you can pick them up. You get five cards per pack. They average around $3.99 per pack. They have 60 cards in the set. If you're like Logan and like to collect the sets, so you're looking for 60 cards, the breakdown is 40 super rares and 20 secret rares. Mm-hmm. So that's the breakdown in that. And of course, the music, as always, that we let in on and we'll be leaving out on, has Yu-Gi-Oh! Intoned. Both songs were from the Yu-Gi-Oh! Pyramid of Light movie soundtrack. How Much Longer was the first one, and It's Over will be the last one. So that's kind of cool. We want to send out some thanks to some podcatchers that have been picking us up and some listservs. There's three listservs that have listed us in their list for people that are looking for podcasts. One of them is Up My Influence. The second one is Comic Pop Podcast Wiki, and then LIS Wiki, and the LIS stands for Library and Information Science. So that's kind of cool for them to do that for us. We do appreciate it. Some of the podcatchers that have helped us out by adding us to their listing of podcasts is CastBox, Listen Notes, Radio Public, Overcast, UBook, PodLovin', PodChasing, Player FM, and the Android app. So if you're a listener in any of those services, we thank you, and we thank you, those services, for picking us up for their listeners to check us out on. Definitely appreciate all the support out there. And as well, we want to thank, as supporting, we also want to thank Konami and Lindsay Barber from Hill & Knowlton Strategies. They've helped us out by sending us these packs to review. They know that Logan, we've started doing some of these things, so they got in touch with us to start doing this. So we definitely appreciate them supporting us and giving us a chance to look at some of these cards for everybody. Definitely go out, and if you're a trading card game collector, you'll be picking these up. If you're Yu-Gi-Oh! Specific, definitely you'll be picking these up, and especially if you're in the tournament areas. We sadly don't have a tournament area in our part of Kansas. So about Logan collects the cards, mm-hmm. so, and he plays, I think, against the computer online a lot and stuff like that. So, but yeah, championships and stuff. If you're in the area for championships, be sure to check them out. And if you want to enter, just try. You never know what might happen. That's going to pretty much do it. Again, thank you to Lindsay and Konami for letting us look at the Dark Savior booster packs for the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card game. That's going to do it for us. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us. We've been having fun. We will see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
We got this Young Wild Stallion, the king of the game, holla back.
And I got my whole crew with me.
Steadfast, young blood, them boys got
consider
heat.
Consider it done, a new champion, take over kid. Heavyweight, I size you up, man, you ain't great. I flip these cards, man, you know I'm insane. I beat the best to ever is, to ever was. You remember my name, Chappelle.
Feel the rain, I see you under. Hear the thunder, let it rain. I've been down, never fail. Got a crown before you walk. Flip that, strategize, energize, against all odds. I strike back, put the fear in the eyes. Show them that.
Take this from me, this is my life. Burning in flames, tears in my eyes. It's over, it's over.
Get ready,
heaven taking the spot.
We got this game on lockdown, showing up hard knocks. Ready if you ready, man, come and get it,
Do you got what it takes, take your best shot.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.